The 92nd Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service might reclassify Florida manatees as threatened instead of endangered, a move that would cause the animal to lose its endangered species protection. Some government studies show that the Florida manatees are showing positive growth and adult survival rates. An annual census of the manatee population recorded 2,800 of the animals in Florida waters this year. Scientists counted half of those on the Atlantic coast and the other 1,400 manatees on Florida's Gulf Coast. In 1991, the survey's first year, only 1,200 manatees were found in the state. This past year, scientists counted 3,100. The change in status is still under consideration and not yet a done deal. However, conservationists worry that the classification switch means development and boating restrictions that were established to make the state safer for manatees might change as well. Although manatees do not compete with humans for food like wolves and bears do, and they're not dangerous to people, they do live in the very same shallow waters used by Florida's more than 1 million registered powerboats.
The 92nd Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.